glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Jesus faced criticism during most of his public teaching ministry. When Luke wrote his gospel account of Jesus, he included the response Jesus had for his critics when he was eating with and welcoming sinners. Luke 15 records the condemning words of some Pharisees and teachers of the law. This grand chapter shares the response from Jesus. Our message today will help us to understand the damage and danger of self-righteousness.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who scorned his perfect love?
Let me briefly summarize the 15th chapter of Luke. I would encourage every listener to read it for yourself when you have the opportunity. Pharisees and teachers of the law were criticizing Jesus for eating with tax collectors and sinners. Responding to their critical judgment of his behavior, Jesus shares three parables. He tells the stories of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. In each story, there is the one primary message of joy that is shared when the lost is found. The shepherd goes out, finds his lost lamb, and when he returns, he rejoices with his fellow shepherds over his finding the lost lamb. The next story tells of the woman who had lost one of her 10 coins. She searched and cleaned until she found it, and upon finding her coin, she rejoiced with her neighbors. The third parable, which we usually refer to as the parable of the prodigal son, tells the same story as the others. The father who had 2 sons lost one of them to the world. His younger son took his inheritance, left home, and lived in an ungodly manner. When his money and friends were all gone and he was starving, he came to his senses. He returned to his father and asked for mercy. His father was forgiving and welcomed his once rebellious son back home and back into the family. The father called all of his neighbors to rejoice with him over the return of his son. The words of the father were, "This son of mine was lost and is found." The message is the same. There is great rejoicing when the lost is found. I believe all of us can relate well with the rejoicing over finding something of value when it has been lost. I can still recall the feelings I had when I was lost from my parents. One day, in a large crowd during a parade, I was separated from my family. It was hours later before we were reunited. I was the lost one, but I rejoiced in finding my parents. Jesus made his point ever so clear by saying to his critics, "There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The stories Jesus told explained his purpose in eating with and welcoming sinners. He was like the shepherd looking for his lost lamb. He was like the woman who searched diligently for her lost coin. He was out seeking those lost ones. Jesus is like that father who saw the wayward son coming home. He ran to meet him, fell upon him, and kissed him. The father had a very warm welcome for his son. The center of the gospel message of Jesus Christ is about lost sinners being found. It is about God searching for and longing for sinners to repent and return in obedience into his loving care. I believe these 3 stories that Jesus told depict very well the heavenly calling. But there is another message in this section of Scripture that needs to be told. Jesus added to his story of the lost son the attitude of his older brother when his sinful brother came home. The older son was full of anger. He did not rejoice over the return of his brother. Instead, he accused his father of showing favoritism. He claimed that his father had been prejudiced. He reminded his father that he had not left home and had not wasted his money on harlots. No, he had stayed right there at home and he had been enslaved to his father and he worked diligently. And he claimed that he had never, ever disobeyed his father's commands. He felt like he deserved much more than the father had ever given him. He had slaved for his father all those years and had not even been given a kid goat to celebrate with his friends. This older brother in the story represents the attitude of the Lord's critics. Their attitude was just exactly like this older son. The father loved both of his sons. He was openly expressing his joy over the return of the one son who had been lost. Another parable of Jesus may help us to understand the feelings of this older son. One day a man hired workers early in the morning for a certain wage. Throughout the day, the man continued to hire workers. When the end of the day came and the wages were given, some of the workers complained over being paid the same as those who had only worked an hour when they had labored all day long. They felt they deserved more, but the landowner had given them their agreed-upon wages. It was his right to share his money as he chose. At the center of the gospel message is this absolute truth. None of us deserve the salvation God has provided through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Everyone has fallen short of God's glory. Today, just like in the days of Jesus, it is extremely difficult for sinners to be lost, at least in their own minds and heart. I believe the Pharisees and teachers of the law were self-righteous because they had done so well in keeping the law, at least in comparison to these sinners who were coming to Jesus. In our day and age, the issue of human rights has moved in and taken over the thought process. Just like that older son who knew he deserved something more, we deserve it. Those workers felt they had been cheated when they were not paid more for working longer. It is the younger son who shows us the true way. Leaving his life of sin, he returned to his father with a willing heart, ready to be obedient. He came in sorrow over his sinfulness. He confessed that he had sinned against heaven and his father. And then he begged for mercy, saying, "I am no longer worthy to be called your son." There is no basis for salvation from sin other than the mercy of God. We do not ever deserve it. But the Heavenly Father, out of his great love for us, is gracious. We take note of how the parable of the prodigal son ends. It is left with the father pleading with the older son to come in and rejoice with everyone else. His self-righteousness was preventing him from sharing the true joy of the Lord. We may need saving from our willful defiance of the Lord in our lives. We may need saving from our own self-righteousness. Regardless, our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ the Lord are searching us out. I hope you are found.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.